Settle down for the superior sounds to be found on Monitor 68, top music, comedy surprises, political pointers from Dr. George Gallup. I'm your monitor man, Gene Rayburn, and this is Bobby Gentry's Louisiana Man.
At first, Mom and Papa called the little girl lady. They raised her on the banks of a river big. I have spoken tied to a big tall tree, a home for my papa and my mama and me. The clock strikes three, papa jumps to his feet. Already mama's cooking papa something to eat. At half past papa, he's ready to go. He jumps in his piro headed down the bayou. He's got fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting his traps, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Muskrat hides hanging by the dozen. You've got a little bitty muskrat cousin. Got him out drying in the hot, hot sun. Tomorrow Papa's gonna turn him into one. They call Mama Rita and my daddy Jack. My little baby brother on the floor, that's Mac. Red and Lynn are the family twins. Big brother Eddie's on the bayou fishing. On the river floats Papa's great big boat. That's how me and Papa get into town. It takes every bit of a night and day to even reach a place where the people stay. Well, I can hardly wait until tomorrow comes around. That's the day my Papa takes the first to town. Papa done promised me that I could go. He'd even let me see a cowboy show. I saw the cowboys and Indians for the first time then. I told my papa, gotta go again. Papa says, hun, we got lines to run. We'll have to come again, cause there's work to be done. He's got fishing lines coming across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting his traps, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, a brand new Buick. Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick this year?
A Buick LeSabre is waiting for you right now. Buick bargain days are here, and that new Buick LeSabre, equipped the way you'd like, is easier to own than ever before. Buick bargain days is happening for you right now.
Mr. Leonard?
Yes?
I'm from International Harvest. You're doing a survey of Cub Cadet tractor owners.
Come in, dear boy. That cadet's a jewel. Not a toy, but a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Right, and it gives you lots more free time, right?
Oh, indeed. Mows, tows, works my garden. I have the large one, you know. 12 horsepower.
Good. What do you do with all your extra free time, Mr. Leonard?
You may have noticed it's frightfully warm in here.
Yeah?
That's because I raise tropical plants. Like this lovely brute.
Beautiful. What's it called?
I call him Manny. Not too close there, Mr. Surveyman. Oh, Manny. You know, gulping your food gives you indigestion.
Buy any new Cub Cadet tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, and get the rotary mower free. This offer is limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors. Next, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Dacron by DuPont, a man's way to stay neat with style. Arlene will be talking about some of the wilder fashions of the day with movie producer Ross Hunter in just 1 minute.
When you want to up your Sunday best every day of the week. Get a suit with Dacron, mister. Dacron's where the style is, mister. Every day, like today, Dacron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best every day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, any Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all day Saturday. When you want a suit that holds a press every day of the week, get a suit with Dacron, mister. Dacron knocks out wrinkles, mister. Every day, like today, Dacron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best every day of the week. Say Dacron, mister.
See fine tailored suits with Dacron by Worsted Tech's at your favorite store now. Now, Arlene Francis with her guest Ross Hunter, producer of Thoroughly Modern Millie.
For the first time in a long time, movies are making big news in the world of fashion. The film Bonnie and Clyde has been credited with starting a worldwide craze for the calf-length droopy dress of the 30s. And after seeing Faye Dunaway, women who hadn't worn a hat in years ran out to buy themselves a beret. Ross Hunter, dear friend, you're one of Hollywood's most successful producers, and you're one of the few men outside of the fashion business who really knows about women's fashions. Why do you think Bonnie and Clyde triggered a fashion explosion?
Marlene, I think that as far as Bonnie and Clyde was concerned, they identified with Faye Dunaway. They identified with the crazy young people who were in love and who killed people and had a ball while they were doing it. It's rather sad in a way. But all of a sudden, it became chic and fashionable to be like Faye Dunaway.
Why does one star suddenly set a style, do you think? I mean, certainly Joan Crawford comes to mind with the broad shoulders that Adrian designed for her.
Because for years, and I guess I'm repeating myself, for years women have lived vicariously through what they've seen on the screen.
They think I too can look like that?
Yes, and, not only with fashion, but with hairstyles and makeup and furniture. The way they look, the way they walk, the way they talk. Movies were the escape, the dream world that every average woman could hold on to.
Yes.
And we better get back to that, by the way.
Your film Thoroughly Modern Millie was such a great box office success and is up for about 7 Academy Awards. Julie Andrews looked terrific in the 20s clothes, but women didn't start buying flapper clothes.
Yes, they really did.
You think maybe that was a forerunner of the Bonnie and Clyde?
I think it was, and I think that the reason Millie is as successful as it is, because the 20s somehow parallel the 60s. And strangely enough, Arlene, I'd like to take a credit for the 20s clothes being the thing, but I had 1,000 extras on a certain set, and Jean-Louis was very busy doing a diamond dress for Carol Channing in the picture and couldn't design enough clothes for the extras to wear.
Yeah.
And I went to our local Magnans and Haggerty's and took clothes right off the racks, and they were of the 20s. They were short. They had the low hemline.
Waistline,
right.
Yeah.
They had the...
box pleats.
Right.
Yes, that's
It was amazing.
True.
I couldn't believe it. They had the daring color. Not colors, but color.
Yeah.
Basically, everything was black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very daring by throwing a red rose or a yellow daisy.
Yeah.
Or a bunch of cherries.
Yes, absolutely.
And it was amazing to me to be able to buy them right off the rack.
Ross Hunter is one film producer who really knows the current fashion scene in Hollywood, and so we thank you, dear Ross, for giving us the word, and congratulations on the 7 Oscar nominations for your film, Thoroughly Modern Millie. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor.
Why put up with rumpled, droopy suits this summer? Get into a crisp, Worsted Tech's lightweight made of Dacron polyester and fine worsted wool. Its cool stamina will keep you looking fresh, won't wrinkle or wilt, and there's real fashion in the rich colors and patterns. Afraid you can't afford the performance and fashion of a Worsted Tex? Actually, you can't afford less. Worsted Tex with Dacron.
Every day, like today, Dacron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best. Every day of the week, say Dacron, mister.
Arlene Francis will be back with her guest Ross Hunter later today here on the Monitor Beacon.
If you feel like a man who's just had his portrait taken or about to serve champagne or date the best-looking woman in town, you're probably also the man who just bought a new suit at Broad Street's.
Broad Streets makes you feel and look like a leader. It's national branded men's clothing that's earned its good name for quality and responsibility from one end of the country to the other. And Broad Streets carries the top brands such as Worcestertex. For instance, their suit of Space Age Vibra, their exclusive blend that combines the endurance of Dacron polyester, the rich look of premium worsteds, and the luster of mohair. Worcestertex, perfection tailored in natural shoulder classics and contemporary models from $79.95. When you buy a new suit at Broad Streets with a national brand label, you don't have to do any worrying. So stop by at Broad Streets for a try-on at one of our 11 stores in the metropolitan New York area. All stores open late Thursday. Open a Broad Streets charge accounts and take many months to pay.
Monitor New York. WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn here as Monitor takes a moment before moving on to check the schedule for later today. We find Henry Morgan sitting in for Ed McMahon, and among the guests, we find the world's only surviving heart transplant patient, Dr. Philip Bleiberg, also millionaire singing star Eddie Arnold, in addition to the full roster of Monitor regulars and Monitor features such as Monitor on Stage, sports, comedy, and the latest music. And later this evening, between 8:30 and 9 Eastern Time, you'll hear Al Capp on campus addressing the students at the University of Kansas in one of his distinctive dialogues. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date on any important news developments on the national scene all through the weekend. And tomorrow, which has been proclaimed a national day of mourning by President Johnson, NBC Radio Network will present a two-hour tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., following Monitor News on the Hour at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So you just leave your radio dial where it is.
Keep in step with Monitor.
Now Al Martino and a brand new treatment of the World War II favorite.
By the barricade, darling, I remember the way you used to wait. 'Twas there that you whispered tenderly that you loved me, you'd always be my lily of the lamplight, my only Marlene. Time would come for roll call, time for us to part. Darling, I'd caress you and press you to my heart. And there, neath that far-off lantern light, I'd hold you tight, we'd kiss goodnight, my lily of the lamplight, my only darling. Orders came for sailing somewhere over there. Of barracks was more than I could bear. I knew you were waiting there for me so patiently. When will I see my lily of the lamplight, my only Marlene? Resting in the billet just behind the line, are close to mine. You wait where the lantern softly gleams. Your sweet face seems to haunt my dreams, my lily of the lamplight, my only Marlene, my lily of the lamplight. My own Lily Marlene.
Now's the time to see the light, because there's never been a better time to buy the original success car, Mustang. Right now, for a limited time only, there are two new low-priced Mustang Sprints. One with special wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, and sporty C-stripe. The other has all that, plus wide oval tires, styled steel wheels, and fog lamps. See these low-priced Mustang Sprints and see why. The switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford. See the light, see the light, see the light.
Made Easter reservations?
Easter reservations?
Call your FTD florist and make Easter flower reservations now.
The American naval vessel Pueblo has been in North Korean hands since the end of January. This week, two letters recorded on tape by members of the crew were made available through North Korean sources in Czechoslovakia, then forwarded to us by NBC News correspondent Frank Burgholzer. The letters give the impression that large parts were dictated by the North Koreans. Listen to this excerpt from the skipper of the Pueblo, Captain Lloyd Mark Booker, to his wife.
My dearest, darling wife, I am writing this letter to help ease your worry about me and to describe my exact circumstance. Pueblo was not only an electromagnetic and oceanographic research ship, but was also designed to conduct spying activities. We were spying on the Democratic People's Republic of Korea within their territorial waters when we were captured on 23 January. We were in the coastal waters of their country for 10 days prior to our capture. During that time, we spied on their coastal radars and communications posts. Altogether, we detected about 130 radars and photographed some merchant shipping. I ordered the ship to intrude into the territorial waters of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Captain Lloyd Booker of the Pueblo, in what was obviously a propaganda effort by his North Korean captors. Now, a second portion of his letter to his wife, which, although undoubtedly written out and censored, shows an unmistakable difference.
Last week, we received our first news from outside Korea since our capture. The American Red Cross informed us that Hagenson's wife had delivered a son on 9 February, and that mother and baby were well. I am sure you will remember Hagenson's wife. She is the one you helped with their car in Bremerton. So it appears that some correspondence may be exchanged through the Red Cross. You should look into it. I have some pictures of you and the boys here in my room, and look at them many times each day, hoping that you are not worrying too much. Rose, dear, you must take care of your health. Honey, do not lose hope. I hope all is well for you financially and that you are getting regular allotments. If not, contact the local naval authorities and explain the problem. I suggest you stay where you are for the present and hope for the best and my early return. I am writing the boys a separate letter and will give them some words of encouragement. You should cancel my membership to American Express, explaining to them the circumstances. Also, just prior to our capture, I subscribed to Esquire magazine. You should notify them to send it to your address. Rose, darling, the most important thing for you is your health. Please take care of it. That is my biggest worry. Please, honey, I need you to make life worth living, and I miss you so very much. Kiss each of my sons for me. And when I return, we will take a long vacation to a nice, quiet place as soon as we have the opportunity. Eternal love, Lloyd Mark Booker. P.S. Looking at your picture, sweetheart, makes me realize what a beautiful girl I married. Write soon.
That was a portion of a tape-recorded letter from the captain of the Pueblo to his wife, which was made available through North Korean sources in Prague, Czechoslovakia. There was also a second letter made available, dictated by Michael Andrew O'Bannon of Portland, Oregon, and we'll bring you excerpts of that tomorrow on Monitor.
People on the go always seem to know. Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
does a beer get the reputation for being the champagne of bottle beer? By being consistently hearty, distinctive, and robust in flavor for more than 100 years. Try a Miller next time and taste how Miller makes it right for you.
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, I'll drink to that.
You wait all year long for that vacation. Why not make the most of every minute? How? Fly. Get away from it all on United Airlines. You save one-third of your wife's fare, two-thirds on every child's, and you can charge it. Vacation time flies so fast, shouldn't you?
Fly the friendly skies of United.
In just a few moments, the latest NBC Monitor News. Gene Rayburn here.
We used to double date because we're sisters, but alas, our dates were few and far between. Oh, how we wondered why we missed with all the misters, until Ultra Bright came on the scene. Ultra Bright entered our lives. Wow! Ultra Bright changed our whole life. Such a woosome twosome, believe us, it's for real. Ultra Bright, give your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see. More news, more songs to sing you. More comedy on NBC.
Remember when that pup of yours sat up for the very first time? The kids probably got everyone together to see if he could do it again, and I'll bet he fell over. Now he's outgrown all that. But he'll never outgrow his need for kennel ration dog food. Maybe you've been feeding him regular dog foods. But can you always be sure he's getting the important vitamins, minerals, and proteins he needs? Probably not. With kennel ration, you'll always be sure of the nourishment he's getting. Kennel ration is the only complete canned dog food you can buy that's U.S. government inspected. Kennel ration, the basic dog food in the bright blue can. So complete, you should make it a regular part of your dog's diet. So basic, it's the dog food he should start with and stay with for life. So easy, just open a can and serve. And for variety, feed him kennel ration liver, stew, and hash. You don't have a dog? Well, then listen to Dog of the Day on the Lee Leonard Show, Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.